My bank, when I lived in Switzerland, gave me a set of kitchen tools from a company called Xylus. And it wasn't until I read your book that I saw that you had actually worked with that company to design a better set of kitchen tools. And to do so, you didn't go out and talk to people, you know, like me and my wife, you know, who are kind of average, we cook an average amount or whatever, but you watched kids cook and professional chefs. And why do you look at the edges of the user population rather than the center?
Well, I mean, because often the edges expose opportunities or even issues or needs that you can't quite see in the middle. And we do both, of course. I mean, we also went and spent time with regular people cooking in their kitchens. But what we found from children, for instance, is that they physically struggled to use some of the tools in the right way. And actually, it turned out when we looked at why they were struggling, that adults have the same problems. They just disguise them better. And so we learned a lot about how to design more ergonomic, more effective tools from watching kids. Similarly, when we went to cook with chefs, we realized for them, the tool is almost as important as using the tool, because they're using them so much. And so if the cleaning is a problem or it's not very effective, then the tool isn't very useful to them. And we realized there were opportunities to make many of these tools much easier to clean, which had value also for the normal consumer. So, I mean, that's a simple example of where extreme users just give you different insights, cause you to focus on opportunities that you just may have missed if you were focusing just on the middle of the market.
The one thing I noticed that I really liked about that set of kitchen tools is that the pizza cutting wheel, which the traditional way of designing that has been you have a handle, and at the end of the handle is a sharp wheel that you can use to cut pizza or other items. Instead, you put that wheel in a housing so that all of the weight of my hand is right on top of the wheel. It's not cantilevered away, which makes a lot of sense. And I wondered if that's something that you got from watching kids.
Exactly. That was one of the best examples we got. I mean, kids just simply couldn't cut through a pizza with a regular pizza wheel. They didn't have enough strength. Well, it turns out, you know, older people have the same problem, or people with arthritis have the same problem. And so why not make a pizza wheel that makes the most of whatever strength you do have, where you can lean your weight on the top of the wheel and increase the cutting force. So that's a great example of what we saw.